right. So the Steelers have not played well the last three games. They have not been scoring, starting with the Baltimore game. They're 1-2, but they haven't been scoring. Why is that? What has suddenly – we all know the running game has been no better than okay most of the year, but why aren't they getting more production right now?
Well, I think it starts with the predictability level of their offense right now. Everyone knows exactly what to expect, and there's not much else for them that's showing any level of success outside of that short passing game that was the bread and butter of their offense for the first 10 weeks or so. That really hit its peak in that, you know, first half against Tennessee, second half against Baltimore, even going back to a couple of earlier weeks. October was the peak for this offense. And they, since defense has adjusted, they have not readjusted the Steelers. A lot of that, and it's not to make an excuse, I just think it's a logical deduction, reasoning here. They haven't had the opportunity. They haven't had the full weeks available to other teams to make the tweaks that you make on a full week. Three games in 12 days really crushed them, not just physically, but mentally as well. So if ever there were a week where they're never going to replicate the fact or make up for the fact that they didn't get a full bye week because of all the schedule reshuffling that they went through, but if ever there were an opportunity to give guys an extra day down and work the coaches, you know, both ends of the candle to try and find some fixes for the offense, this is the week to do it with 7 days until a Monday night matchup in Cincinnati.
Right. What have you thought about Ben Roethlisberger's play the last? I mean, he's completing passes, but he's not going anywhere with it.
Oh, yeah. It's plainly obvious now that two things are happening, and I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think it can be a little bit of both. One, they don't trust the offensive line really to do much of anything right now, whether it's run block or pass block for more than 2.5 seconds. Also, even if he has more than 2.5 seconds, Ben is not on target anything more than 10 to 15 yards down the field outside the hashes, and anything more than 20 to 25 yards inside the hashes. You know, he had a great throw to James Washington on the first touchdown pass last night. It was a rope that he put right where it had to be between the safeties after using his eyes to move one of them. But then he comes back to Washington late in the game on a deep ball down the right side, and it's woefully underthrown. That's something that, and we've seen that, you know, the only times they've been successful on deep balls really have been when he's just sort of thrown it up and either the receiver has gone up for a battle catch or drawn a defensive pass interference. That can't be ignored. So they don't have a deep ball game right now, and they don't have a running game. So what you get are a lot of looks that Buffalo gave them, which is we'll stack up eight guys across the line of scrimmage. We'll play one single high safety and challenge you to beat us.
All right, so now the defensive part. I felt last night was a night where for the first time I felt like they missed Bud Dupree. And now they're going to miss him anyway, but I'm saying where it looked it. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, T.J. Watt didn't really get home all night, and I don't think Williams did anything spectacular to neutralize him. I think it was just a matter of that the pass rush really didn't get home much outside of the early blitzing that looked to have Josh Allen a little bit off balance. But then once Allen and Daboll devised a way to get the ball out a little bit more quickly and to find Stephon Diggs out of his breaks, we saw what happened in the third quarter. That just took over the game. So I think they're tired. And again, that's not to make an excuse.
It could be because they are the team because of the way that the schedule got it changed up. They're going to end up playing 13 straight weeks.
Right, and three games, you know, that last night's the culmination of 12. Three games in 12 days, which, look, it happens to everybody at some point in the season these days, but when it happens to you at this point in the season, when you, like you pointed out, because of the schedule shuffling, you haven't been afforded a full bye week, really, the traditional bye week where guys, you know, leave town for 4 days, or even if in this environment where you can't leave town, you hang out at home for 4 or 5 days and just rest and recover. Right. They haven't had that. You know, that whole time they were waiting for Baltimore, they were, and they got a couple days off, but they were still sort of preparing, trying to figure out when and how they were going to play that game. Same thing happened against Tennessee earlier in the year. So, that's not to make an excuse. I think it is a good reason as to why you've seen this defense. Coupled with all the injuries, they're mentally and physically just worn down right now. You know, you could see it written all over Cam Hayward's face in the post-game Zoom call. You know, he was just zapped, you know, frustrated and depleted. And, you know, they will get some guys back. You would hope Joe Hayden comes out of concussion protocol in the next week or two. You'll get Vince Williams back off the COVID list. And then maybe Robert Spillane back before the playoffs. You know, you start to add guys back into the mix, and it will help bolster the defensive side of the ball, which I still think when they're playing at their best, even without Dupree or Devin Bush, can still be the kind of defense that can steal a game for them in January.
So, Chris, let me take you back at least a couple days before the game. Mike Tomlin, whom I think, to me, 9 times out of 10 makes the right move. He seems to understand the tone. A lot of people may not like him as a coach. I always have. But he hit. He decided to do some hitting. Man, I don't, who knows how much. I was surprised by that. What did you think?
I think it may have been, and again, I don't know how much of it was actually done on Friday when they decided to go full pass.
It could have been 10 minutes, whatever.
Right.
It could have been like, but I was surprised. At this time of the year, I was surprised. That's all.
I imagine it was probably a good, 15-minute period maybe where they worked on short yardage and goal line. And to be quite honest, they're a team that deserves to go through those reps the way they've played in short yardage and goal line situations. So, unfortunately, with the schedule the way it is, they had to work on it. And while I understand, as much as I'm sitting here harping on the fact that they're physically worn down after 3 games in 12 days, and it doesn't make sense on day number 10 of that stretch, before your final of those 3 games to go full contact in practice for a period, I also think it says something to your team about the necessary physicality that you need to have going forward. It may not have materialized in the Buffalo game.
I understand.
But if nothing else, I think it'll reinforce to them going forward in these final 3 games and into January, hey, we don't get any excuses. You know, we got to be ready to match other people's physicality, whether we're on our 3rd game in 12 days or we somehow work our way back into getting a bye going into the playoffs. You know, we need to be ready to play the style of football necessary to win in January.
Which then brings me to the next part. They do have Cincinnati next on a Monday night, so they do have a little bit of a gap here.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things I didn't think I'd be asking in December about the Steelers was going to be this question. How badly is it for them? How much do they need to just win a game somehow just to get that feeling back?
I think that'll be good, and I think Cincinnati's a great opportunity to do that, obviously. You know, if they lose to Cincinnati, we've got much bigger issues at play than just being 11-3. They'll have Cleveland breathing down their necks. So I think, they could beat Cincinnati and then come back home and lose to Indy. Like, that wouldn't totally shock me either with Indianapolis's defense, the way they force mistakes. So I still think week 17 could be for the division, depending on how Cleveland plays tonight.
Right.
But I think that it still shouldn't be lost on the organization and the fans of the Steelers that there's much worse places to be than, say, 12-3 going into week 17 and a chance to beat the Browns to win the division. It doesn't look all that appetizing after starting 11-0, but I think a win against Cincinnati, if nothing else, the extra day to get ready for Cincinnati and then the Bengals being a lesser opponent gives them the opportunity to maybe find their equilibrium again going into those final 2 games.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Appreciate that very much. Great to have
you
with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Hopefully between now and then we have a chance to talk. If not, happy holidays to you and that wonderful family of yours.
Thank you, Steve. Same to you and yours.
Thanks.